As I believe in myself, I am super effective. As I believe in myself, I am super effective. What does it mean to say, as I believe in myself, I am super effective? If I can go around this world saying, I like me, if I can go around this world saying, I think that the things I do are fun and joyful and good, and everything in my world is wonderful. I like me. And you say, well, now that's sort of forcing the issue, forcing the idea that you like yourself. Yes, isn't it? You say, I'm a success. I'm rich, I'm healthy. All these are affirmations and all these are statements of truth about ourselves. And the more often we make them, the more they are put into our consciousness and told to us as something very, very special, very, very wonderful. And this is what we want to do. We want to always speak in the most positive, beautiful, fantastic way that we can, because we are believing in ourself as we do it. And when we believe in ourselves, we are super fantastic. Now, if you're going to go out and play a game of tennis, and you're going to go out there and you're skilled, you have trained in playing tennis for years, and you play a good game of tennis. And sometimes there are people who are very good, and you're playing against a very good tennis player who has shown a track record or a tennis record of being very, very good. And as you go out on the tennis court, you think to yourself, well, they are a good player. They are a wonderful player. Oh, they've won so many tournaments, and they're fantastic. Oh, they're going to give me a good challenge. They're going to give me a good game. If you're going to go out there like that, you're going to go out there being less than who you really are. But if every game of tennis, you have one thing in mind, and that thing that you have in mind is that I believe in myself. I play a good game of tennis because I know the rules, I know the stroke holes, I know how to serve, I know how to do all the things that I do in tennis, and I do them well. Now, let's add another ingredient to this. And this ingredient is a very special ingredient, like adding an ingredient to a cake. You put just a little bit of vanilla in the cake, and the cake tastes entirely different than when it doesn't have it. Entirely different. And your tennis game is entirely different when it doesn't have this ingredient. And this ingredient is to have fun. I go out there and play tennis because I am having fun. I go out there to play tennis because I think it's a lot of fun. I'm enjoying it. I go out there to play tennis to show myself how well I can handle the racket, how well I can be alert to where the ball is and how I can place the ball where I want to place it, how well I can conduct myself on the tennis court. And that's what it's all about. Now, am I having fun doing this? Am I having fun dancing around out here on the tennis court and going in all sorts of places and doing all sorts of things? Am I having fun? Well, as I believe in myself, I have fun. As I believe in myself, I have the inner skill that is the outer skill, which is my great skill of playing tennis. I am not in a contest. I am not running against anybody else. I am not trying to prove that I can be superior to somebody else. I am just my ideal best. I am just my wonderful best. And I am having fun being my best. Because as I am having fun, the game is a delight for me. The game is a challenge, but it's a delight. The game is not really a challenge. It is a lot of fun. The game is a pure delight because I am being me. And as I am being me, I believe in myself. And as I am being me and believe in myself and having fun, I am super creative. I am super effective. I am super imaginative. I have all sorts of wonderful ways. I reach out to caress the ball with my tennis racket. I want the ball to go where I want to go. And my tennis racket is in the perfect position to put it where I want it to go. But the ball doesn't go where I want it to go because my tennis racket puts it there. The ball goes where I want it to go because my mind puts it there. My thought puts the tennis ball where I want it to be. And when I do that with the tennis racket and the tennis ball, then it goes exactly where I want it to be. And it is fun to play the game. It is such fun. I'm having fun and being myself, and I'm believing in myself. And I am a super effective creator of putting the ball exactly where I want it to go. And it goes exactly where I want it to go. Now, it is not my business or my concern how well the other person plays. It's not my business how well the other person is at tennis. If he is a super tennis player or she is a super tennis player, it makes no difference to me. What makes a difference to me is I believe in myself, and I believe in my own game, and I believe in what I can do, and I do what I can do because I am wonderful, because I play a most fantastic game, and I'm having such good fun at it. And I'm remembering every single minute to say to myself, I put the ball here. I put the ball there. I do this with the ball. I do that with the ball. This is how I handle it. This is how I make it go. This is what I make it do. And the ball jumps to my conclusion. It jumps to my joy. It jumps to my selection of where I want it to be. I don't even tell myself that I must hold the tennis racket in a certain way, or I must have my body in a certain position. I know that can't be done. I know that isn't done. I know that when I'm jumping up in the air to catch a ball, or when I'm getting close to the ground to retrieve a ball, as I do this, I'm not telling my body that it must have certain position, it must do certain things. I'm not telling my racket that it must do certain things. My mind knows all, and it informs my body how to do things, to accomplish what it wants to accomplish. But mostly, it informs the ball of where I want it to be. And I tell that ball, I want you to be there or there or here or there. I knowingly tell the ball exactly where I want it to be, and knowingly, the ball goes because I believe in myself. And the ball listens to me. You say, well, the ball doesn't listen to you. Well, I tell the ball where it's to go, and it goes where I want it to go because I choose to have it go there. It may not listen to me because it doesn't have any ears, or does it? What is it that moves the ball to the position that I want? Is it the tennis racket? Is it anything else? No. The only thing that tells the ball where to go is my thought. And as I believe in myself, I am exquisite. As I believe in myself, I am super effective. I'm super creative. I'm a super being. And I can play tennis with all the imagination and all the drive and all the joy. Now, I don't have to be a big person or a small person. I don't have to be a tall or short person. What my physique is no difference. A little child can play tennis well if it knows how it's playing tennis. A little child can do all these things beautifully if it knows how to do it, because it is one as the game. And as it is one as the game, it believes in itself, and it is super effective, super creative, super wonderful. And you too. It does not take a great tennis player to play great tennis. It takes believing in yourself as a super effective person to be the greatest tennis player on the court. Because you love the game and you love yourself and you're having fun. And that is what it's all about. Not anything else. As I believe in myself, I am super creative, super effective, and right now, It has nothing to do with anybody else, just me. And as I remember that, I play the most fun game I could ever imagine. And so it is.